Antarctica probably won't be on top of President Obama's policy agenda. Russia, though, is another matter. At least one Russian crisis appears to have been resolved. Russia has resumed pumping natural gas to Ukraine after a three-week dispute over pricing. That quarrel left much of Central and Eastern Europe in the cold as well. But now Russia and Ukraine have reached an agreement. The World's Jerry Hadden reports.
Millions of Europeans heralded the news as this morning the gas began to move again. The gas is flowing to Ukraine, but it won't reach all of Russia's European clients for a couple of days. That's because the transit system was shut down and must be repressurized before Ukraine can open the lines that cross its territory. That process could take up to a day and a half. Still, this seems to be the real deal, so to speak. Slovakia, Bulgaria, and other countries have already begun receiving gas. But European leaders are not celebrating. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso said today that it's difficult to welcome the return of gas because it never should have been shut off in the first place.
When we sign an agreement, when we give our word, consequences should follow this. And during this crisis, several times it happened that we were told by both the Russian leadership and Ukrainian leadership that something will happen, and afterwards nothing was happening. I will not forget that.
Nor do the Russians and Ukrainians seem prepared to forget this acrimonious dispute. That's despite their reaching agreement Monday on gas prices for 2009 and 2010. Alexei Miller is president of Russia's state-run gas company, Gazprom. He warned Ukraine not to fall into arrears. He said, if we face a situation of payment failure in line with the contract, we will immediately and automatically switch to the mechanism of 100% prepayment. Ukraine would have to pay a month in advance, he said, and we will in fact obtain the money for the volume of gas which Ukraine has bought. Ukraine's debt to Gazprom from last year helped spark this crisis, a crisis without winners. Both Russia and Ukraine have lost credibility as gas suppliers. And the European Union showed itself unable to pressure either side effectively and unable to find other sources of fuel to help its Eastern European members stay warm. For The World, I'm Jerry Hadden.